We've just finished a night full of parties in a city that is not particularly known for them, Washington, D.C. There were 10 official inaugural balls, plus countless unofficial events from crowded restaurants to church basements. And there was also glitz for some people who usually don't get much. NPR's Pam Fessler followed a group of women getting ready for one party.
The women from the N Street Village shelter in Washington aren't the usual kind of people who go to inaugural balls. Most were homeless or drug addicts before they came here for help. Many are at a low point in their lives, but not this week.
Going to the ball that we are gonna have fun.
That's women at N Street Village on their way to pick out inaugural gowns last Sunday. They were among 300 disadvantaged people invited by Virginia businessman Earl Stafford to be his guests at the People's Inaugural Ball. Stafford's charitable foundation spent $1.6 million to make the event possible. He even set up a boutique with donated formal wear.
I need N Street Village.
Volunteers tried to keep order as dozens of anxious men and women lined up to pick out dresses and suits for the ball.
Y'all just hold on, because we're trying to keep our groups together so y'all can go in there and ooh and ah together.
The boutique was filled with racks of colorful beaded gowns and tables covered with jewelry, purses, and shoes with spiky heels.
Ooh, look at the shoes. Oh, my goodness, I'm in heaven.
Bobby Henderson turned to N Street Village for shelter after she got sick and lost her home in July. But here, she and the others were looking for that perfect outfit.
This feels better than the blue one.
Oh, I like those.
Yes. So we'll take these.
Betty Brantley picked out a pair of black and silver sandals to match the white beaded dress she'd selected with the help of a volunteer.
Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Get a pocketbook. And some jewelry.
Let's go get some jewelry and a purse.
Yeah.
Brantley lost her job 2 years ago and has spent some time living on the streets. She said now she felt like Cinderella.
A beautiful dress, beautiful shoes, chance to get your hair done and everything. But I guarantee when we walk in here, we're going to feel like the Belle of the Ball.
And indeed, last night, the N Street Village women were among the belles at a very elegant ball, just 2 blocks from the White House. Hundreds of tuxedoed men and women in long gowns filled the hotel ballroom. Many here were high-end donors, mingling with hurricane survivors and the mentally disabled. Stafford said he wanted to bring all kinds of people together to celebrate the inauguration, and Betty Brantley couldn't have been happier.
Nobody knows who we are, you know? Nobody knows who we are. They don't know where we come from. All they know is we got on a gown, we're in this crowd, and we're with the best of the best right now. And what a feeling that is.
She and the other women said it was a fitting tribute to the inauguration of Barack Obama, who's promised to give people like them some hope. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.